So these are remarks on Russian geography. I think I've pushed the record button right now. I'm holding my microphone. If my voice goes in and out while you're listening to that, you'll realize that my microphone is floating all over the place. I've got background noise and up here in my room in my office. I got cats running all over the place, and I'm trying to look at this map of Russia to give you some good ideas about Russian geography. The first thing I'd like to mention is that most of the southern border of Russia is mountainous, and that is from the Pacific all the way into European Russia. And so that means for long periods of Russian history, Russia has been pretty much insulated, isolated, whichever word you want to use, from its southern neighbors, and that being Persia, India, and China. The northern border is a frozen border. It's the Arctic Ocean. And so that doesn't really do much good for Russia. And so Russia largely extends in an east-west direction. But most of the Russian rivers, the Siberian rivers, and also the rivers in European Russia, flow in a north-south direction. And so that tends to make communication and travel a little bit problematic, because the rivers, although they were good for travel in north-south, I mean, you really wanted to go east-west in Russia. Now, because Russia is so large, a lot of historians have tried to figure out what exactly has been the impact of Russian geography on the course of Russian history. How has Russian geography affected Russian history? And one of the things that many historians have come up with is that because Russia is largely part of this great Eurasian plain, the flatlands extending from Central Europe into Central Asia, Russia was largely a conduit of cultural ideas, political ideas, religions, foods, everything that could flow across that Eurasian plains back and forth between Europe and Asia and everything. And of course, this could be in a positive manner, in a negative manner, and more frequently, historians look at the negative impact of this free-flowing Eurasian plain, and that is in the guise of the invasions that Russia has experienced over the centuries, both from the West, most recently from Germany in the 20th century, and then also more importantly from the East, from the Mongols in the 13th century, and the impact of this Mongol invasion on the course of Russian history and how much it negatively affected the development of Russia. And so there's a lot of different ways you can look at what geography has done to Russia. The fact that supposedly, you know, winters are so cold and long as part of this continental climate, that somehow this affected what the Russian economy, how it could develop over the centuries. Okay, I'm stumbling here, rambling a little bit, so I'll move on to my next point. My last point is that a lot of scholars have studied the relationship between Russian geography, the size of Russia, and the particular form in which the Russian state or government has evolved over centuries. And one of the conclusions that these scholars have put forth is that the fact that because Russia was so long, because the communication difficulties were so great, that the Russian state tended to evolve in the manner of a despotic, although I hate to use that word despotic, the despotic authoritarian centralized government, an authoritarian government which was needed to keep this large land area united and controlled, and that somehow you needed authority centralized in a very powerful form to be able to control the size of Russia and everything. Now, I'm not sure I particularly buy that, but, you know, you can come up with your own theory by studying Russian history and trying to figure out if there is any specific impact of the geography on Russian developments. Now, actually, this is really my last couple of thoughts here about Russia's geography and everything. So Russia is big, but Russia's population is mostly concentrated in the European part of the country, really from Moscow eastwards, or if you want to say from the Volga River eastwards to the border with Poland and everything. That's where most of the Russian population is. Siberia, the part of Russia to the east is huge, but it's far less populated. It's a far more of a northern Canada type area where the population is not that dense and everything. And so my cat is now walking across the desk here trying to look more closely at the map of Russia. So it is huge. It's got all these different climates. It's got just about every climate there exists in the world with the exception of a tropical climate. It's got all these different world biomes that exist. It's got this great variety of weather that is in Russia and everything. So it's kind of interesting to look at Russian geography and try and figure out if there is any specific connection between the geographic makeup of the country and Russia's history.